Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring music from the Marvelettes in honor of Glass Houghton, who passed away. Besides the Marvelettes, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and Rare Earth. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I say sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying.
Tom Fallon.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats sit on the windowsill, children sit in the show.
I got
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
What we need to survive together.
Ebony and Ivory, and it was billed as Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder. It reached number one on the Columbia record label from 1982. Before that, the Jackson 5, Corner of the Sky, number 18 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1972. And we start with the Marvelettes, a great song, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 in the U.S. charts from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the great music of the Marvelettes. Well, Gladys Horton, a co-founder of the Marvelettes, who helped put the fledgling Motown Records of the Musical map with its first number one hit, Please Mr. Postman, which we'll hear later this hour, died at the age of 66 on January 27, 2011. She died in a nursing home in the Sherman Oaks, California area of Los Angeles, where she had been recovering from a stroke. Horton was a teenager in the Detroit suburb of Inkster, Michigan, when she and her friends formed a group called the Cassianettes, which was short for Can't Sing Yet. By the time she was 15, Motown had given the group a new name and the hit song Please Mr. Postman. The tune, more pop-oriented than much of the Motown early recordings, was later covered by the Beatles and the Carpenters. Well, when learning about her death, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, was quoted as saying that Gladys was a very, very special lady, and I love the way she sang with her raspy, soulful voice. We will all miss her, and she will always be a part of the Motown family. Let's continue featuring the Marvelettes. Here is Don't Mess With Bill from 1966, right here on Motown Memories.
Don't mess with Bill. Don't mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
Say it one more time.
Don't mess with Bill.
Well, I know he's the guy who put tears in my eyes a thousand times or more. Oh, but every time he would apologize.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Turn.
to Motown Memory with Diana Ross, a number one tune in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1980, Upside Down. And we start with the Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill, number seven in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the great music of the Marvelettes in honor of Gladys Horton's passing. Well, the other members of the group were Georgiana Tillman, Juanita Coward, and Katherine Anderson. In 1961, they entered the Inkster High School Talent Show, where they finished fourth. Although only the first three winners could win the prize of a trip to audition for the Motown record label, an exception was made, and they were allowed to audition as well. Well, in April of 1961, they did this for Motown executives Brian Holland and Robert Bateman, with the girls alternating lead parts. They also auditioned for Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson, who scheduled a second audition after asking if the group had any original material. At the next audition, Georgiana arrived with pianist William Garrett, who had also written a few tunes. Well, Georgiana asked Garrett if he had any new songs, and he showed her a blues song called Please Mr. Postman that had a few lyrics and no music. Well, Garrett agreed to Georgiana's rewriting the song into something more favorable for a young girl group, as long as he was given songwriting credit. Well, Georgiana, who had no previous songwriting experience, took the tune home and reconstructed it overnight, keeping only the title. The song by Dobbins and Garrett turned out to be the Marvelettes' first single and their biggest hit ever. The song took 14 weeks to hit the number one position on the pop charts, which was a record for its time. The song also held at number one on the rhythm blues charts for seven consecutive weeks. It was the first of 2 million seller gold certified 45s for the group. An album, also called Please Mr. Postman, was rush-released to capitalize on the girls' initial success, but neither it nor subsequent four albums charted. Well, here is Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown.
Oh,
Yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring for this hour some great songs from the Marvelettes in celebration of Gladys Horton's life. Well, coming up after the break, three more Marvelettes songs through the next half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.